It's 720 WGN. I'm John Landecker. Thanks for listening. It's 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. We're going to play a brand new game. And this is allegedly typical game show music. I don't know if that's true or not. Would you welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, Paula Skaggs and Josh Linden. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, how's it going?
It's good. It's good, good, good. So let's talk about you guys first. You have a podcast. Let's say I'm going to have to direct these questions. Paula, you have a podcast?
We do have a podcast, yes. Our podcast is called No Wrong Answers. And our game is called No Wrong Answers. Our podcast is called Being Earnest, a very sincere podcast. And it's a comedy podcast where we talk about really anything we want. Josh and I are both comedians here in Chicago, so this is a good chance for us to catch up every week.
Sounds great. So that's probably available wherever you get your podcasts, I would imagine.
It sure is. All right. Apple, Spotify, all of them.
So, Josh, in the midst of all this podcasting and everything, you guys have come up with a game to help make Zoom Hangouts less awkward.
Yes, definitely. So we created a game called No Wrong Answers. And No Wrong Answers is a set of 70-plus conversation starters.
Okay.
We're all so sick of talking about, you know, the weather or the pandemic or just the kind of your bubble's worth of news. So we wanted to spice things up, find a way to bring some positivity into the conversations that people are having, and overall just kind of create new opportunities for people to connect.
So would you hypothetically contact some friends on Zoom and say, hey, we're going to play No Wrong Answers? Is that one of the...
Yeah.
That's one of the ways. Each card in the deck has a different conversation topic, and we worked really hard to make sure that they were topics that you have probably never talked about before. Like Josh said, we guarantee there are none about the weather. There's not a single one about the pandemic.
Right.
And we have a lot of people that have been really liking this over Zoom. We've also had friends using it in different more creative ways. We had some friends use it on a first date recently, instead of asking the old how many siblings do you have questions. And we even have some friends who are teachers who have been using it in the Zoom classroom.
And they are actual cards with statements or questions that you would respond to in participating in No Wrong Answers, correct?
Yes. Correct.
Yes, it's a physical deck of cards.
Right,
they're,
okay.
So you know, they're tarot size, so they're a little bigger than a playing card.
So no one really wins or loses, do they?
There's no wrong answers.
Not so much.
Everyone's a winner.
It's a great idea.
There are no wrong answers, but we have heard from people who bought it that they've been using it as a drinking game. So they're choosing to pick a wrong answer, and then that person has to drink. But the rules of the game are very loosey-goosey.
How is it that everything ends up as a drinking game? Huh? Can anybody
answer that? That's a great
question. So, shall we?
We didn't even suggest it on the box. They just completely came up with it.
So, do you want to give me some of these questions that have no wrong answers?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Josh, do you want to read the first one?
Sure. So one of the ideas of this was to ask questions that are non-burning but very important. So things like, which cereal mascot would be the best kisser?
Which cereal mascot would be the best kisser?
Yeah, if you had to pick.
Yes, of course. By the way, if anybody else wants to chime in on this, I have a feeling we're going to be having a good time. 312-981-7200. Which cereal mascot would be the best kisser? Well, I guess I would go with Tony the Tiger because he has a large tongue.
Number one answer for this one.
The number one answer what?
The number one answer for this question is Tony the Tiger. Like, every time we talk to somebody about it, that is people's
what?
Gut instinct.
What? Really?
Yes. Yes. I mean, this is one of my favorite cards just because I think it's so silly and so ridiculous. And I would say probably out of the 20 people I've talked about that with, 18 to 19 have said Tony the Tiger.
And do they give you the reason why?
I think he just has this, like, kind of cool guy aura, you know?
He's got that hot guy energy, you know? He's still...
Yeah. And he wears a little tie or a little neck thing.
Yes,
yeah. He's kind of dressed up. He's kind of cool.
And who wants those little...
Very supportive.
Hey, you know, who wants Snap, Crackle, and Pop? I mean, they're like, you know, elves. They can't kiss.
That's too many to keep track of.
Exactly.
You forget the names.
Well,
now my answer is Captain Crunch, and I pick Captain Crunch because I think he seems nice, and he also has like a job, which is, you know, maybe not the kissing part of, but if you're looking for a relationship, I think Captain Crunch is going to be a pretty good answer.
Wow, you're taking this whole thing about cereal mascots to a new level. Which cereal mascot would you care to have children with? I mean, you could just know.
Yeah, which cereal mascot is going to be the best stepdad for your children?
Which cereal mascot can you really see a long-term future with?
Oh, man. Okay, everybody, hold on. We're doing more of this, but we're taking a break at 720 WGN. Yes, it's the tension of a, I don't know, game show tension. As people contemplate, time is running out. They have to come up with their correct answer. But there is no wrong answer. But a conundrum. 720 WGN, John Landecker at 18 minutes after 9. Thanks for joining us. This is so crazy. Paula Skaggs and Josh Linden are with us, and they have a podcast, and they've come up with a game called No Wrong Answers. And to make Zoom, you know what? It's like icebreaker conversation starter, right? I mean, they're cards with...
Exactly.
They're cards with questions that you never have heard before.
That's the goal. Yes.
Yeah. Now, how much research went into being able to come up with... How many questions are there, as a matter of fact?
There's 73 questions. I don't know that I would say we put any research into it. per se, but there were many, many, many hours of Josh and I on the phone shooting these questions back and forth to each other.
Oh, God, these are awesome. So let's keep playing. What's the next question?
Awesome. Okay, so the next one is one of my very favorites. So the question is, you get 30 unsupervised minutes in a time machine. And you can go back in time to whenever you want. But you cannot go back in time and help anyone, so don't even try to do that. Where are you spending your half hour?
Wow. This is backwards, not forwards, right?
Well, you know, I think you can do it whatever you want to do. Just as long as you're not trying to be like,
helping.
I'm
going to
go stop the Titanic or something like
that. Right.
Don't try to be a hero.
Yeah, you can't, you know, it's the prime directive of Star Trek. You can't mess with the new culture that you're going to.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Like
we don't want the butterfly effect.
Machine question and people want to show
right.
up.
Gosh, where do I want to go for a half an hour? Signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, that's a good one.
What?
I think the thing with that is you would have to find a good costume, though, because they would spot you pretty quickly if
So we have to think about what we look like when we go to this spot that we're going to spend 30 minutes in.
Yeah, you're very much there.
Yes. Okay. Got that part. Didn't consider clothing. Well, that would be sort of weird. Well, then I guess I would go to a nudist colony.
Just show up, have a good time.
I mean, you know.
Take some hands and then leave.
Yeah, goodbye. I mean, I don't have to worry about my wardrobe, right?
I've That's true. That's true. Exactly. They would never suspect you were a time traveler.
Exactly.
I know the game is called No Wrong Answers, but
yes,
I think he just found the correct answer.
If people want to buy this game, and I think they should, what do they got to do?
Yeah, there's two different spots where you can buy it. Here in Chicago, you can go to Foresighted. They're a boutique kind of gift store, and we have that for sale in person, or you can do curbside pickups. Or you can buy it directly through our website if you go to nowronganswersgame.com. You can order online there.
I'm writing that down. How much is it?
It is
$24.95. We did our marketing research. That is one research we did.
Oh, God, this thing sounds fantastic. Do you have some more questions? I mean, I'm ready.
73 of them.
What else you got?
Yes. How about this one?
Okay.
You own a boutique candle shop.
Uh-huh.
What's your least popular scent?
Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
Which this one actually, for me, I was thinking along the lines of...
Which is actually a candle. I mean, she actually...
Yeah. Is it actually a candle?
Yes! It's actually a product.
And I'm sure it's not cheap. I'm sure that's an expensive product.
I don't know, but all I'm saying is that is an actual product. Look it up.
I'm scared to Google that on my work computer.
So that was an easy answer. I mean, once you said candle boutique candle shop, I'm like, oh, Gwyneth Paltrow. What else could it possibly be?
I think for me, you know, scents are so much about memories. And you know how you can walk down the street and you get a smell that immediately transports you to a memory?
Yeah.
I like the idea of something that's nostalgic, but not necessarily positive. So, like, inside of a high school locker.
Oh, okay. I get it. Nostalgic, but not necessarily positive. Boy, this is just, every time someone provides another answer, it stimulates another answer. Now, you've got me in a locker room, and, you know, all the wonderful smells that were associated with playing high school sports or... Jeez.
Oh, I can smell the socks right now.
I don't want to even get... Yeah. Well,
and to some extent, that's the point of the game. Not to stuff you in a high school locker, but to, you know, stimulate conversation. At the end of the day, if you only use one card and that leads to 2 hours of memories or jokes or whatever, then that's maybe how you win the game.
Gotcha. Well, thanks so much for being with us. I'm going to get online and order my copy. Not my copy. My game. The game is called No Wrong Answers. And we've been talking to the creators of that, Paula and Josh, who also have a really great podcast. Thank you, folks, for being with us. And keep looking for more questions, because I don't have any answers.
Thank you so much for having us. This is so fun.
Thank you.